web guru, maven of the internet. Laura Conway is here to tell us what's going on our blog. Hi, Laura.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing well.
We've got mail. We've got listeners who are telling us how we're doing. Yeah,
we do. I like that people are listening.
The first one piece of mail I'm going to read from a listener comes from back when we were trying to get to the top of NPR's most emailed stories list. And there was a blog post that was associated with that. It's a little bit complicated, but someone had written to someone, and they'd sent a list of ways to sort of make the perfect NPR piece. And one of the ingredients in this recipe was called Herbal Remedies for Your Dog's Autism.
I see where this is going.
Which we posted. Okay. Matt Kaufman writes in, his letter's a little bit long, but it's important, and it was a little bit delayed, actually, sort of just an administrative process. I was away in getting posted. I'm going to read it all because I think what he has to say is important, and we should hear it.
Okay.
He says, Matt Kaufman, let me explain something to you. Autism isn't funny in any context. Can't figure out why? Must be your smugness getting in the way. Ouch. Let's try a little word replacement. Herbal remedies for your dog's lifelong mental disorder that will mean your son will never understand what you are saying to him, never have friends, never fall in love, and die alone in an institution where no one cares about him. That's autism. It's tough. It's a really tough letter. We're going to run it. The other thing that's happening on the blog this week is that we are covering the human-powered Iditarod, the Iditarod Trail Invitational, in which lots of people are going 350 miles. Some of them are actually continuing on 1,100 miles. Jill Homer had been blogging it for us and covering it for us, and her boyfriend, Jeff Rose, was running the race. He checked in to one of the checkpoints at about mile 130 on Monday night, about 11:56, and he stayed. And people can come through these checkpoints really fast and then coming back out again. So Jill Homer would check in. We'd see her check in about 1 o'clock in the morning and then check out again at 4. I mean, they're really on the trail all the time. And he just didn't check out again 12 hours later. Finally, we got a letter from Purple R this morning. Says, looked like Jeff Rose scratched at Finger Lake after a 12-hour rest.
What does that mean?
He hurt his ankle. Turns out he hurt his ankle.
Poor guy.
So we'll try to find him later on today if we can. I know he'd been trying to eat and gain weight. Apparently he's incredibly skinny. And I think the trail just somehow just got him. I don't know if he twisted an ankle.
Gee, I wonder why that would happen considering where he is. Goodness gracious.
Yeah, apparently
points
it's really,
for even trying.
It's really quite something out there. We also got a letter from this guy, Rob Patterson, one of our frequent flyers, who responded to a little preview we had yesterday about something called the Bug Fest. Rob Patterson writes, please video the Bug Fest.
Oh, Rob, just you wait.
We are so going to video the Bug Fest, Rob Patterson. We have some brave BPPers who went to eat bugs at a banquet.
Rob,
video.
Be careful what you ask for. That's all I'm going to say. Web editor Laura Conaway, thanks for the preview.
Thank you.
Hey, stay with us next on the BPP. Stop. Don't withdraw from your 401k. It's not that bad. There are other ways. We've heard this is what people are doing, and we're going to talk about why it may not be such a good idea. That is going to be coming up next here on the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.